Has anyone ever laughed at your dream? I mean, have you told someone what you wanted to do, or maybe you mentioned it on social media, or maybe you heard in a roundabout way that somebody was laughing behind your back at your dream? Well, there's nothing like being laughed at right in front of your face about your dream. Did you know that happened to Walt Disney? Walt Disney had a movie executive laugh out loud at his dream. You see, early on in his business to bring cartoon animation to the movie theaters, Walt Disney had what felt like an opportunity of a lifetime. Through much hard work, he negotiated an appointment with one of the largest movie industry executives at that time. And Walt's plan was to show him his 7-minute Mickey Mouse cartoon in hopes that he could secure a contract and have his short films shown in movie theaters across the United States. Well, Walt was especially optimistic about this special meeting in the movie theater that day. He just knew that what he had invented was something revolutionary that everyone would want. But what happened next surprised him. The movie executive didn't laugh at the cartoon. He laughed at Disney's dream. The executive went on to tell Walt all the reasons why his dream would never work. He would say, "Kids are afraid of mice, and moms don't love them all that much either. No one's gonna pay to watch a silly mouse. This would never work," said the executive. And with that, the executive laughed and stormed out of the theater. Let me ask you a question today. Has anyone ever laughed at your dream? Has anyone ever given you the blank stare when you told them what you were going to do with your life? You see, if we ever hope to keep the dream alive, then we need to develop fortitude to move forward anyways. Let me share a personal story with you. I remember my freshman year in college. I signed up for a creative writing class. And I was especially excited about it. It was an opportunity for me to dive into writing when I really had never done so up to that point. And the professor gave us short stories to write. And these were stories that were fiction in nature. We had to make them up. Some of them were even historical fiction stories. And I found myself totally immersed. It was like a new world opened up to me. My imagination ran wild, and I actually enjoyed what I was doing. Until I got my results back. C-. C- again. And it seemed like no matter what I could do, I couldn't please the professor. And in so many words, what the professor finally told me was, "This isn't your thing." I was discouraged. I placed writing, the dream of creative writing and writing, on the shelf for nearly 15 years. Until 2009, I decided to pick it back up because it was a dream I had put on the shelf. I dusted it off and I started moving forward anyways. And you know what I learned? Is that sometimes we give way too much power to one person's opinion. And maybe that's where you are today. Maybe you have a dream you've placed on the shelf. Well, I want to encourage you to dust it off today and let me give you some practical reasons why. First, not everyone will understand your dream. Most of the greatest accomplishments in our lifetime seemed impossible to many. Yet, there were a few who believed in the dream. There were a few who believed that a man could walk on the moon. There were a few who believed that you could hold a device in your hand and talk with anyone around the world. Don't allow one person's opinion to shut down your dream. Not everyone will understand your dream. Number two, believe in your dream even when others don't. Think about this. What if Disney had given up on his dream that day? What if he would have allowed one person's opinion to become his reality? There would be no Mickey Mouse, there would be no Disneyland, or even Walt Disney World. And who Can imagine a world without that. Getting negative feedback should not be a reason to pack it up and go home. You're going to need to believe in your dream, even when others don't. Number three, focus on those waiting for your dream to become a reality. So the question is, what then gets us through the valley when our dream takes a direct hit from others? Well, your dream survives when you place your focus on those waiting for your dream to become a reality. You have people waiting for you and your dream. They need your advice, perspective, solution, and product. And whether you change someone's day or change someone's life, you need to make your dream a reality. We're waiting for you. There is a dream that only you can fulfill. And finally, surround yourself with other dream catchers. While it seems noble to charge ahead alone with your dream, the truth is you're going to need some dream catchers along the way. These are people who catch the vision of what you're trying to do. You know what's interesting for Walt Disney? He always had his brother Roy. Roy's talent was in financing the business. He was always in the background helping to finance the dream while Walt focused on the creative side. Not only that, but there were also employees of Walt who caught the vision. In fact, in the early days, he had animators that worked without pay because they believed in the dream so much. They would work nights and weekends, and they would do anything they could to get the cartoon done. They were absorbed into the dream. They had caught the vision. They were lost in their passions, and Walt had inspired them. Now, eventually, it paid off for these animators, but in the early days, they were there in total support of Walt's dreams. You need to surround yourself with other dream catchers. In fact, I want you to think about that today. Are there dream catchers in your life right now that you've taken for granted? Take a moment today and thank them for being a part of your dream. So how about you today? Is there a dream you've placed on the shelf? It's time to dust it off. It's time to believe that not everyone will understand your dream. It's time to believe in your dream when others don't. And it's time to focus on those waiting for your dream to become a reality. And if you do those things, you'll begin to move forward and charge forward with your dream. If you enjoyed today's episode, I want to encourage you to come over to jonathanmilligan.com and sign up for regular updates. You'll get updates on the latest blog post and podcast and any other tips and advice that we can share about self-productivity, time management, going after your dreams, and even discovering your gift. So come join us today at jonathanmilligan.com.